gives me like coffee to calm the nerves after. Oh man. Okay. Just play it cool. This doesn't have to be awkward. We're both adults, and besides, it's not like hi there. You surprised me. What? Oh, yes. I'm wearing your shirt. I mean, I haven't got any of my clothes here since it's your place and all. And I couldn't find the clothes I had on yesterday in the bedroom. Turns out they were behind the TV and hanging from the lights in the lounge. So I figured you wouldn't mind if I borrowed this. I was just making breakfast. Well, I'm your guest. It's the least I could do. Toast okay with you? Let me try and find the butter. You know, your fridge is a total mess. I never knew how you could find anything here. You need someone to sort out your place. Anyway, I'll get going after breakfast. Got stuff to do, like shopping, seeing my friends, and got a new TV series I've been, you know, binge watching. No, I don't think I'm being weird. Why would you say that? Okay, fine. Yeah, I'm being a bit weird. Better question is, why are you not being weird? Everything about this is weird. You do know that, right? None of this was supposed to happen. Last night, it was just me being a good friend. Just like you're my guy friend. Seriously, we've been best buds since forever. So of course I'm going to look after you. I just wanted to give you a nice surprise for your birthday. You know, keep you company since you couldn't be with your family and your total bitch of a girlfriend had dumped you. I was just planning to give you a bit of support, you know? Bring around a birthday cake, have us have a silly little party, make sure you knew that your ex was a total idiot and you could have any girl you wanted. Get your spirits up, yeah. But I wasn't planning to give you that great big hug when you talked about how lonely you felt after she left, or end up sticking around till 2 in the morning. I wasn't planning for us to end up getting tipsy and playing dumbass video games while we shared stories about our bad breakups and our weirdest exes and who was having the worst luck in finding that special someone. I wasn't planning for you to kiss me. No, it was definitely you that started the kiss, not me. I think. Okay, fine. I wasn't planning for us to kiss. And I wasn't planning for things to go as far as they did. I wasn't planning for us to sleep together. There, I said it. I haven't got a clue what I should be saying or what we do now. We could just pretend it never happened, maybe? I wouldn't mind if you want that. I mean, we've been friends for so long. I totally understand if you don't want to, you know, take it any further. I mean, God, kissing me must have felt like kissing your sister or something. I mean, and I know I'm totally not the type of girl you usually go for. It's fine. I know you go for girls who are a bit, you know, skinnier, a bit more girly. Seriously. Say something, man. I feel like I'm gonna burst into flames if I just stand here like this. Do I want to do that? Well, I'm just trying to be sensible and grown up about it. I don't want to spoil what we've got right now. I mean, can you even imagine us as a couple? It'd be so weird. We already know nearly everything about each other. There wouldn't be any mystery to it. You know that embarrassing tattoo I got when I was on holiday in Tenerife? I know how you think The Last Jedi was the best of the Star Wars movies and nobody can ever talk you out of that. And I've tried. I mean, what we've got now is fine, isn't it? It's not awkward at all. A guy and a girl can be best friends, right? I mean, it wasn't like I was just sitting there waiting for you to notice me or anything like that. I liked being your best friend. So wouldn't it be better if we could just go back to normal? Yes, I know none of that is saying what I want. Wait. I'm not being like this because I thought the sex was bad. I'm not trying to say that. It was fine. Well, okay, more than fine. It was amazing. I mean, hot damn. I don't know if it's just because I've had a dry spell or what, but it was some of the best damn sex of my life. You were just so sweet. You really took your time just kissing up and down my neck, saying how much you liked my butt, just going slow, checking if I was okay with every bit of it. But it wasn't just that. You caught my guard down, being all cute and kind, but then you just went wild on me, just pounding me from behind, pushing me onto the bed, pinning my hands down and whispering those filthy things in my ear. Fuck. Okay. The sex was amazing. Like, if it was just the sex, I'd be all over you. But we... Oh, hey, I wasn't done talking. But there are other things that we have to think about. I mean, you're probably on the rebound. You're emotionally vulnerable. And I'm a total mess. You know that? You know I'm a bundle of issues and insecurities. So, why me? I thought you just wanted me as just your funny best friend. So, why now? Why did you wait? Hey, that's not funny. Come on, how was I out of your league? That's such a dumb thing to say. Don't put yourself down like that. I was always in your league. And yeah, I wondered what if a couple of times when I was wishing one of my exes could have been a guy like you. And I thought, wait, you're a guy like you. I was just scared of going a bit further. That's why I never said anything. Scared that if it didn't work out... Okay. It's a deal. I'll stop putting myself down if you do. No more worrying about my figure. And no more comparing myself to other girls. I promise. Quit kissing my neck when I'm trying to be serious. Actually, you can kiss me there all you like. That spot at the back of my neck just makes me melt. Did I? I must have mentioned it at some point, how much I liked being kissed there. Guess there are some benefits to knowing each other as well as we do. All right. You can have your shirt back. Let me just open it up so you can reach it. And that's so good. Just squeeze them. Hey, just move to the side a little. Why? So I can get to your crotch. Ooh, is that for me? It's rock hard. Let me just get to grips with it. No, that's so good, baby. Still feels a little funny calling you that. They'll have to practice it some more. Hey, I've got an idea. Drop your boxers and sit on that chair. Yeah, I noticed the can of whipped cream at the back of the fridge, and I'm in the mood for a snack. And I was getting breakfast, wasn't I? Ooh, is the cream a bit cool? Did I spray a bit too much over your cock? Don't worry, I'll clean it up. Let me just suck it off. Tasty. Oh dear, I think I missed a bit. Did that feel good? Hold on, I didn't clean up the balls. Hold still, I need to get every bit of cream. Ooh, my turn? Let me just drop this shirt. Where's that cream going? Ooh, you were right. It is cold fresh out of the can, especially when it's right on my nipples. But you'll warm them up, right? You're really going for it with your tongue. So good. When you lick and suck on them like that. You got it all? Already? You always did have a sweet tooth. Oh, really? A bit of it fell between my legs, huh? That's convenient. You should definitely clean it up then. Yes, with your tongue. Get my legs open. Just. Yes. Just like that. Oh. You're getting right in there. Yeah, rub me like that. Go a little higher. Oh, yes. Oh, wow. Keep going. Hey. Oh, come up here. All that complaining I did to you about how my exes never spend enough time down there. Guess you were paying attention, huh? Come on. I want you inside me, right here, right now. Hang on. I'll sit on the counter. I told you, remember, it's safe. Go on. Go in raw. The cream was nice, but I want a cream pie. I'll guide you in. Ah, yes. Yeah. Go slow. I want to savor it this time. Oh, yes. Just like that. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, God. It feels like you know my body so well. Oh, I'm putting my legs over your shoulders. Oh, I guess you really do want... Oh, oh, want to go deeper. Oh, God. Oh, no, no, it feels good. Oh, keep going. Oh, God, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, rub me there. Yeah, slow, slow and deep. Oh, God, so good. If only I'd known before that you were this good in bed. Oh, God. Oh, yes, 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 getting faster. Yeah. Oh, ow, ow, ow. Wait, 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 wait. Oh, cramp, cramp, cramp. Oh, hang on. Let me just lean back on the counter. Oh, there's so much junk on here. How do you find anything? Shit. Oops, I'm sorry. Didn't see that plate. None of the shards are near you? Oh, then it's fine. We can clean it up later. Don't stop now. Don't you dare stop. Oh, yes. Oh, just like that. Oh, yes. Fuck me faster, please. Oh, come here. Come down here. Oh, fuck, yes. I love being so close to you. Oh, yes. Oh, oh, you really sped up when I said that. Oh, God, yes, 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 yes. Fuck. I think I'm gonna come. Yeah, don't hold back. Just go for it. Oh, my God, yes. That's really hitting the spot. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, you're gonna come too? Oh, come on. Give it to me. Give it to me. I'm nearly there. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Yes, I'm coming. Yes, yes, yes. Couple now, I guess. Baby. Feels good. No, it's not feeling awkward. Can't be awkward after being fucked that well. I just had a thought. Our friends are going to be so smug about this. They've been saying for ages that we're just like an old married couple. Well, I guess. I don't mind them telling me told you so. Now, you need to call in sick to work. Because I'm not letting you out of the bedroom today. That's why. We've got a lot of lost time to make up for. Right?